At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, happy Wednesday. You know how we all have that one thing that we're very insecure about. I have a feeling a lot of people share this insecurity with me. I think I'm at a point now where I'm done shaking people's hands. I can't do it anymore.
Okay, this is very niche. Go into this because I was expecting you to be like, I don't feel comfortable taking my shirt off, or I don't like the way my arms look. This has nothing to do with body image. This is like a personal thing that you can't.
I'll take my shirt off.
What's going on with the handshake?
I know some may look at this as rude or impolite, but my hands are always wet.
Ew, so you sicko.
So you probably wouldn't want any of this anyways, but I don't know why this has been an issue for me, but they're always just clammy or cold or wet. And I think when I thought about it, I was thinking about it yesterday. I'm like, over the years, this has always taken place. And I think it might be from either nerves or poor circulation.
They call them old wet hands.
Yeah, that's...
it's PXI Mornings with Wet Hands and Breezy.
Mr. Wet. And I remember when I was younger, having to meet my girlfriend's parents for the first time. Oh, God. I was late because I sat in the car for an additional 10 minutes with my hands in front of the vents, trying to dry them off. It was disgusting.
You need to start wearing, like, gloves everywhere. You got to be glove guy.
Someone was like, oh, you should wear the compression armbands. Those would help. I'm like, what? No. They're like, yeah, for your circulation.
That would make you look like more of a freak, respectfully.
So, of course, I walk in and shake my girlfriend's parents' hands hello for the very first time in meeting them. And I remember watching her father wipe his hands off on his jeans.
Ew.
God, it was so embarrassing. Does anyone else have this problem? I mean, I'd rather have wet hands than constant swamp ass like some other people. Or what's worse is when people just sweat profusely and they're just always wet. That's really tough. They're
sweat. But at least the swamp ass is like a you problem. You're not subjecting other people to your swamp ass because it's a private thing that's happening in your pants.
Well, unless
the hands, you're touching everything.
You don't know that.
You're saying hello. You're gripping. You're ripping. You're doing all of the things.
It depends. I mean, unless you're sharing like a chair at work or something like that, then it becomes everyone's problem. But this is why I can never be a CEO. If you greet people with wet, cold hands, nobody's going to respect you.
No.
Does anyone else have this problem? Anyone? 585-252-9800. What's the one thing that you're completely insecure about? But also, when was the last time your body just betrayed you in public? Because my buddy suffers from IBS. He had an accident on a cruise ship in a hot tub one time. And this was during his honeymoon.
Ew.
They had to drain the hot tub. We won't get too much into detail about that.
Yeah, I'm good on that story. Have you ever, like, looked into why this is? Like, why your hands are so clammy?
Oh, yeah, WebMD, but then it told me that I...
You should cut off all your fingers.
Yeah, I might most likely have cancer in my palms.
Right. Well, these things do happen. You know, I'm insecure about... not wearing a bra. Like, not so much so to the point where I'm going to start wearing a bra, but, like... when I get into situations and I'm like...
You don't ever. You got nothing separating.
I am today because the boss is coming in. So
you wear a bra for that. Yeah.
To.
No other time, though.
No.
Let's get to some of your messages coming in. Love to hear from you. Thank you guys for making me not feel so alone this morning.
No one said anything.
Good morning. I have clammy hands. I've had them my whole life. I get so embarrassed during interviews or work events. Yeah, I know. I always wipe them on my pants before I shake hands. It doesn't help. Oh, it's the worst feeling. Because when, especially when I'm nervous, that's when it happens the most. Chris says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I don't have clammy hands, but I sweat under my arms constantly, even when I'm not hot. I keep extra shirts in my car, the extra undershirts.
This person says, Moose, you have hyperhidrosis.
I do.
So, not you getting diagnosed this morning. Hyperhidrosis is a medical condition characterized by excessive and unpredictable sweating.
Well, how do you get rid of that?
Well, best solutions for... Let me go to those solutions. Keep your feet dry. Choose clothing to suit your activity.
Sure.
Choose shoes and socks made of natural material. And use antiperspirant containing 6 to 20% aluminum chloride.
Yeah, well, that's already in the Gillette clear gel that I use under my arms. But I'm not rubbing that on my hands. Okay, first of all, they're wet right now. The big, well, hold on a second. Hear me out. The big boss is in the office this morning. He's visiting from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to have a lunch this morning, and we have to introduce ourselves. And
what are you going to do?
I don't know, man.
Wait.
Not show up.
Can I? And I know we're trying to
climby as hell.
We're trying to be serious right now, but I think we could make a really cool bit about this. You should just buy one of those fake hands from Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
And keep your clammy hand in your shirt. And then when you just go to shake people's hands, you're just using
That's fine.
I have it in my cart.
Find me a tiny hand. That's the one I want. Manny
and that way it can be like a joke and it can be like a conversation starter. And then you can completely avoid your big insecurity.
Yeah. Put me on a coffee date or just a cocktail date with a girl, and I will wear those baby hands on a first date. Manny says, at this point, I lead with, sorry, I'm a sweaty guy. And people just laugh it off. But I think being up front would really help, Moose. Oh, yeah.
That's like trauma dumping on someone the first moment you meet them. Hey, I'm Moose and I'm sweating right now. They're like, oh, okay, get away from me.
Oh, my God.
Freak.
The first time I got serious with this girl, I really liked. We were driving in the car. And she reached over to hold my hand. It was the last time. She's like, oh my God, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, they're just wet.
Why is Lake Ontario in here?
So disgusting. Okay, so we got to the bottom of it, though. Thank you guys so much. I have hydrochloride.
No, hyperhidrosis, and I'm ordering you a tiny hand on Amazon.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
XY Mornings on the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
All right, you guys. I am so excited because the weather's finally starting to actually hold, and it is very nice out. And when the weather's nice out like this, all you want to do is get outside, and you should. And I have just the place for you to get outside and have some fun. It's Breezy from PXY Mornings. The Bristol Mountain Zipline Canopy Tour is outside. It's so much fun, and it's waiting for you. Are you ready to do something a little different, feel a little bit of a rush, a little bit of an adrenaline moment? Well, this is what you need. This is what you need in your life to do all of that. It's a 3-hour adventure. There's 7 zip lines for you to soar through the treetops, and there's a 1,600-foot ride. I timed it because I went a couple weekends ago. It takes like 30 seconds of you just like floating in the air. It's amazing. It's iconic. There's 4 canopy bridges, off-ride roads, and scenic vistas for you to enjoy. Look at Bristol a way you've never seen it before. It's pure fun from start to finish. You can go with your friends. You can go with your lover, whoever. You're going to have a great time. You got to make your reservation right now, though, because I don't want you to be disappointed. I don't want you to get there and be like, wait, why can't I go today? You have to go to BristolMountainAdventures.com right now to book your reservation and have some fun.
Let's talk about this for 1 second. How many adults are still making their relationships Facebook official? Is that still a thing?
I didn't think it was, but maybe it is.
Maybe, let's make love tonight. Or are we officially too grown to be updating our love life on Facebook? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Also, who does this bother? You know what I mean? Like, who is like, if you don't do this, we clearly don't have a good relationship at all.
Well, I don't think you should have to broadcast your relationship to the world, but our friend Natalie, who's on the phone, says, well, if you're not doing that, then you obviously have something to hide. Okay. Natalie, what's up? Good morning.
Hey, yeah, so I'm that person who believes, yeah, like, if you're in a relationship with me, you need to change your status on Facebook. Okay. I don't think that that's outdated.
Posting your relationship status?
No, I think it's important. Like, if you're dating someone and they won't post you or change their status, that to me is like automatic red flag.
If they're not posting you on Facebook, that's a red flag. Okay, tell us more. I'm interested in this. So, are you in a relationship now?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. It wasn't like a diabolical question. It was just a yes or no.
So, Natalie, tell us, just like, break it down. Like, why is this so important to you? Because I'm assuming it is.
Yeah, because think about it. Like, if I'm giving you my time and my body and my heart, like, you can let everyone know that we're officially in a relationship. I mean, okay, like, what would you be hiding from? I just feel like that's really shady, right?
Well, I guess it depends on who you're dating and how old they are. I think a majority of the people that do, it's giving middle school energy.
Yeah, I also just feel like there's a difference between, like, hard launching someone on Instagram and, like, changing your relationship status on Facebook. Because, like, personally for me, and I think I can speak for a lot of other millennials, like, Facebook isn't really that important to us, or me, I should say, because it's just not, like, a heavily used medium.
Okay, well, I disagree, because I think any person, man or woman, who says, I'm not on Facebook like that, like, shut up. Like, who doesn't use Facebook or social media? This is like, it's 2025.
There are people that don't use Facebook, though. You know that.
I mean, I look at my Facebook, it's like a business card. Like, people need to know everything about me.
Okay, so how quick before you made your boyfriend change his relationship status on Facebook?
Hilarious that you know that I had to make him, but yeah, I did.
Well, I was, yeah, by the sound of things, I'm assuming you did.
Yeah, I made him update his relationship status in the first month, and guess what? We're still together.
Well, I love that, because that would be really embarrassing if you had to change it 3 months later.
But, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I feel like you have to set the standard right up front, and if you want to be publicly claimed, like, if that means someone is overbearing, then that's fine. But at least, like, I know my worth.
Yeah, listen, I think when it comes to relationships and social media, it adds a whole nother layer. And there are some people that are in a relationship where one person's, for my own relationship, for example, one person is, like, super into social media, maybe even part of a job type of situation. And the other person's like, I could not care less about this.
Yeah.
I think that it affects the relationship, because if that person's not being posted or they are being posted too much, it can just add a layer of stress to the relationship that, like, doesn't really need to be there.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how many people actually agree with Natalie. Is making a Facebook official still a thing in your 20s and 30s? How, by the way, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you, Natalie?
I'm 27. And I mean, by the way, asking your partner to make sure everyone knows they're taken, that is not a lot to ask for.
And if they refuse to change that relationship status on Facebook, how would you respond to that?
Well, that's fine, but don't get mad when I assume you're cheating or messaging your ex behind my back.
That's the first place you would go. Have you been burned in the past? Is that safe to say?
Yeah. And I'm not going there again. We're grown. If you're serious about me, you should be proud to show me off.
To Mark Zuckerberg and friends.
Okay, 585-252-9800. If you guys want to weigh in, we'd love to hear your comments on this. I don't think what Natalie asking for is a lot, but at the end of the day, it is still a struggle that some people face within a relationship. Thanks, Natalie.
Thank you.
Let's get to some of your texts right now. I'm reading James' message here, and he says, what's up, guys? It's James. I made the mistake of dating someone like Natalie about a year ago. She needed weekly post tags, status updates, or I just didn't love her enough. I learned my lesson to not date girls like this. Rachel says, I get both sides, but honestly, if your first instinct is change your status, or I assume you're cheating, you're not ready to be in a relationship yet. deal with your past baggage.
I also just feel like there are some things in a relationship that are sacred, and like, if the first thing that you do when you get into a new relationship or you get engaged or whatever it is, like, run to social media to update, like, some things are just, like, meant for you two to share for just, like, 1 minute. Just, like, 1 minute.
Yeah, I agree.
That's how I look at it, but.
Hi, good morning, Eliana.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm so good. What's your take on this morning? Did you change your Facebook status to married 40 years ago?
Well, no, but I'm available. I didn't change it, but I'm available.
You're single and ready to mingle. What did you think of Natalie's?
Single and ready to mingle.
What did you think of Natalie's phone call? Do you agree or disagree?
I like her. I like her attitude. I like the fact that she knows what she's worth.
Uh-huh.
And if a guy, whether he has a Facebook account or doesn't have a Facebook account, these days most people have it. Doesn't matter how old you are.
Right.
If you're not ready to put up, look, I'm dating this one, I'm into her, then it's shady.
Well, is that what it takes? Right. It takes a Facebook status change? Listen, I just find this interesting because...
I'm not saying it takes that to feel that. I'm just saying, you know, she suggested, why don't you do that? And, you know, let people know we're dating. And he said, sure, no problem. Some people need a push. If somebody's not willing to put it out there, then forget it. I'm moving on.
Have you ever been in a relationship where the guy needed a little push?
I am in one.
Right now?
He needs a push every day about everything.
I thought you just told us you were single.
I am single. This is why he needs a push.
This is tea.
Okay, got it.
Wow.
Got it. Okay.
Diabolical.
You're
I love her
you
so
understand?
Much. I love you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, we totally he understand.
Push.
All
I
right.
still need to push.
Wow.
When I got it, then I wouldn't have to push no more.
All right. So Eliana's looking. She's according to her, single and ready to mingle. Thanks
she's
for the call.
She's married and single. Let's hit it.
I find it so interesting, though, because I can't begin to tell you how many happy anniversary posts I've seen on Facebook right before someone changed their status to single or divorced.
Well, I think the old saying goes, and I've said it so many times, and I'll say it again, the longer the tribute post is to your partner, the more you hate each other. That's just the bottom
Big
line.
Time. I'll go over to our friend.
Paragraphs on paragraphs. We've been through a lot of hard things. It's not good if it starts out, we've been through a lot of hard things. It's never good.
I once wrote a poem to my girlfriend in a senior year of high school. And I don't know. I look back now. I was like, that was probably not the right words to use. I was like, we've been dating for 3 months, but it's truly felt like 3 years.
She's like,
Rachel says, I get both sides. But honestly, if your first instinct is change your status or I assume you're cheating. You're not ready to be in a relationship. Deal with your past baggage, sweetie.
Yeah. It's not your current partner's fault that you were cheated on. Like, that's just not it.
Is she still? Eliana?
Oh, she just hung up.
Oh, yes. Hook her up with my uncle.
Back?
Listen, the biggest question this morning we need to ask is making a Facebook official about transparency or insecurity?
Right.
And I guess it really depends who you ask. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Baby, 98 PXY wants you to know that the Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester is back. And they are hiring paid roles for actors, narrators. Even if you want a non-scary job, they have those too. But if you love to terrify people and get paid for it, guys, you got to join the Boo Crew.
So important to join the Boo Crew.
You got to get on the Boo Crew. You can apply right now at hauntedhayridesrochester.com. All right, let's get to Parental Confidential this morning. My son's boss yelled at him, so he quit on the spot.
Oop.
A very interesting parental this morning. If this was your son, I mean, what would you make him do? Would you make him go back and apologize? Or would you pat him on the back and say, good on you for standing up for yourself? 585-252-9800. Here's the message from Sue this morning. Hey, Moose and Breezy, I need some advice before I lose it on my teenager or his boss. So my 16-year-old son started his first summer job. He works at a local landscaping company, okay? He's been showing up on time, working long hours, comes home sweaty, exhausted. I've honestly been so proud of him. The other day, he comes storming into the house and says he quit. Just like that. No notice.
Oh.
I'm like, what happened? apparently his boss yelled at him in front of everyone because he wasn't moving fast enough. My son felt humiliated and said, I'm not going to be talked to like that, and walked off the job.
Ah, that's now, so tough.
Now I'm torn. Part of me is thinking good for him for standing up for himself. But the other part is screaming. You don't get to quit over one bad day. You talk it out.
Right.
I was hoping for some honest feedback this morning. Do I make him go back and apologize for walking out like that? Or do I talk to the boss myself to get his side of the story? Thanks for any suggestions.
No.
Sue, your son is being a pansy.
Okay.
Really? He got yelled at one time by his boss and he quit on the spot?
If I had a nickel. You know what I mean? It's like, come on.
If I were you, I would make him go back and apologize to his boss for being a quitter. And then if I was his boss, I would say, thank you very much. Now go home. I'm not hiring you back.
To be honest.
That's what I would do.
Quitting is the easy way out, because if you stay and show your resilience, your boss will, he'll resent you for sure, because he obviously can't stand you, but he'll respect the hustle.
He'll respect you. That's what it is. 585-252-9900. This whole I need to protect my son from being yelled at is absolutely ridiculous. So
also, it's giving the same energy as like parents who go to the interview with their kids. Like,
oh, she wants to go and stick up for her son.
Right.
So he got yelled at by his boss, who's running a company in probably 100-degree weather. So what? It happens. His response is, you know what? My fault. Won't happen again, sir. This is why kids are soft today. They get yelled at one time and they crumble like blue cheese.
Also, take constructive criticism, ? Like, yes, nobody wants to get... And I also think there's like a difference between like a stern talking to and someone like literally screaming and raising their voice at you. Like, let's keep it professional. But at the same time, you can't just quit the one time things go sideways. Like, that's just not real life. And it just
I will not be spoken to like that.
Zero resilience, zero work ethic.
Well, have you ever walked off a job?
No. I've been extremely angry.
You've never quit on the spot.
Why would I do? No, that's not.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like your work ethic.
No. I have a job to finish. I'll go home and cry about it later.
Let's go over some of your messages that are pouring in already. Thank you guys for texting in. Eric says, this kid is 16. He's not a union rep. Let him learn what the real world looks like. If he doesn't want to go back, he doesn't get to sit home and cry about it either. You got to go find another job.
Right.
That's right. He's definitely not a union rep.
Absolutely not.
They don't put up with criers on the job in the union.
I don't even know what a union is.
Absolutely. Come on, Breezy.
I really, it's just like a group of people that are like, we're going to work here.
Yeah, you're protected by the union.
I don't even benefits. Who is the union?
The union. Absolutely not. Do not coddle him. Let him feel what it's like to burn a bridge. And see if he wants to handle the consequences next time. That's how I learned. You're going to learn today, Brett.
You're going to learn. You're going to learn.
Let's go over to Gina. I would be calling that boss. Ugh. Grown adults shouldn't be yelling at teens like that. It's not the military. Kids don't quit unless they're pushed too far. Gina, you might be a part of the problem.
You might be.
Is this for real? Grown adults don't yell at teens since when? Most teens need to be yelled at. That's the only way you can communicate with them.
But I will say this. Like, Gen Z is just so different. And I don't know if they're receptive to yelling. Like, when it comes to how they were raised, they may have been raised with like gentle parenting and all that stuff. And that might be completely foreign to them and they might just shut down. I mean, me? Absolutely not. I was raised with yelling and screaming till the cows come home, but it's not that I like it, but I get it. I get it's a serious topic. If you're screaming at me, I know you mean business.
Janelle says, I just don't think he quit over one bad day, you guys. I think he quit because he was publicly humiliated, and there's a huge difference. I wouldn't make him go back, but I'd use this as a lesson in how to leave a job with grace. It's an interesting take. And not to mention, like, she said, her son is obviously a hard worker. He does good work, but he crumbled a little bit. So he got yelled at in front of some of his colleagues. So what? You're 16. You got to get yelled at every once in a while.
Some text coming in. This person said, hard physical jobs don't put up with lazy. He needs tougher skin if he's going to make it at all. This person said, side note, if someone walked in with their mother during a job interview, I would probably tell them to walk right out and never come back.
Yeah, it's the worst thing she can do is show up to this job and try and stick. I want to hear your side of the story, mister. The guy running the company? Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah. I can't wait to see the look on his face.
It's really tough.
Stephanie says, yeah, you could be proud of your kid for standing up for himself. Sure. But quitting on the spot teaches nothing. Emotions don't get to run the show. Go back, talk it out like an adult. Maybe you'll get your job back.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I walked off a job at 17 for the same thing, and I regret it. He should go back, clear the air, and finish the summer. Teach him how to stand tall, not run.
Okay. Did you say it just like that, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, guys, for all the messages for Parental Confidential this morning. We appreciate it. And Sue, thank you for putting up with some of the tough love that we gave you this morning from us and the listeners. We appreciate the message.
Us just screaming at her.
Yeah. Tell your son to go back and do the right thing. Maybe he'll get his job back.
Maybe.
Well, if not, Dairy Queen is hiring. They need someone at the drive-thru.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.